The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Today's daf will be Bava Metzia Shnayim Oichtim Perek Rishon Daf Chof Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says, Motze igris shum, the igris mozoin, shtari chalitza, miunim, the shtari beirurim, v'chol ma'isa bezin, harizei yachzer. Different stars that are found, the din is, harizei yachzer. So the Gemara asks in the opening remarks, ma shtari beirurim, what is a shtari beirurim? So if Yermia said, zer bor loy echad, v'zer bor loy echad. What does it mean, zer bor loy echad, v'zer bor loy echad? I'll explain what it means, and I'll also add a interesting halachic, controversial subject, bizmanazeh. When a Tevet and Nitva go to Beis Din, so normally they go to a Beis Din of three Dayanim Kivuyim. Three Dayanim that their job is full-time Danim Dinei Torah. However, if the Tevet and Nitva choose not to go to a Beis Din Kivuyah, they themselves choose that they want to create the Beis Din, they want to choose who will be in the Beis Din, that's called Zabalah. And it means the following. The Teveah picks one Dayan, and the Nitva picks a second Dayan, and these two Dayanim that the Nitva and Teveah chosen, they choose a third Dayan. And that's the Beis Din consists of. Not a Beis Din Kavua, but rather a Beis Din that was chosen by the Teveah and Nitva. That means Zer Bor Lo Yechod, the Zer Bor Lo Yechod, each one chooses their own Dayan. That's called Zabalah. Now, I want to talk about the halachas of Zabalah. So the Mishnah is talking about in Har Gemorah that they found a star that said who the Teveah Nitva were mekabel upon themselves to be Dayanim. Zabalah means that even though we have a mitzvah to go to Beis Din, there is an alternative solution to go to a Beis Din Kavua. You go to a Beis Din that was created from the Teveah Nitva. Now, in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Yud Gimel and Chosha Mishpat, the Ramah says there's two advantages to using a Beis Din of Zabalah versus a Beis Din Kavua. The first advantage, the Ramah says, is that a Beis Din from Zabalah, since the Teveah Nitva are choosing their own Dayanim, so the Ramah says that each one of the Dayanim will mahapik b'schus oisoi shabiroi. Each one of the Dayanim that's chosen will mahapik, he will search and try his best to bring a point to the point and the argument of the person who chose him. So if you have a Beis Din that consists of two Dayanim that are saying clearly the viewpoints of the Teveah and Nitva, that Beis Din will be more close to making a din l'amita shel Torah, because there's more argument. That's what I feel. There's more argument going to be going on in this Beis Din. There is more representation of the parties. And therefore, that Beis Din is better than a Beis Din Kavua. Beis Din Kavua, they weren't chosen each one by the Teveah and one by the Nitva. Zabalah, Nitva, and Teveah chose their own Dayan, and therefore it's more likely to be mahapik b'schus for Dan l'amita shel Torah. That's advantage number one, the Ramah says in Siman Yud Gimel. Advantage number two, the Ramah says, is that since the Teveah and Nitva chose their own Dayan, therefore they're more likely, says the Ramah, to be people who listen to the din. I mean, if you go to a Beis Din Kavua that you don't know the Rabbanim, you didn't choose them, you went to the Beis Din, so therefore whatever the Psak comes out, you could complain and say, you know what, I didn't have one of my guys in there, so to say. And therefore, you know what, that's why I don't like the Psak. But if you chose your Dayan, you can't come and say, I don't want to listen to the Psak, I don't like the Psak. You took part in choosing the Beis Din. You choose someone who's mahapik in your schus, and therefore you're more likely to accept the verdict. So those are the two miles that are said in the Ramon Siman Yud Gimel of a Zabalah over a Beis Din Kavua. But a Zabalah is the schus of any of the parties to choose to make a Zabalah versus a Beis Din. They have a right to choose a Zabalah. Now, a Zabalah is a regular Beis Din. It is a regular din of a Beis Din. A Zabalah is an Isser Shoichad, they take in Shoichad. A Zabalah, they can't dine at night like a regular Beis Din. A Zabalah is a regular Beis Din. However, the only difference is, seemingly, is it a Beis Din that consists that the Zhivay and the Nitva created themselves. Not that was pre-created, but they created themselves. Now, there's a very controversial Orach HaShulchan, and I want to talk about it. The Orach HaShulchan in Siman Yud Gimel, Sifkot and Dal, it says the following thing. That nowadays, it's very common in Batei Dinim that the Tevein and Nitva have something what's called a Toyen Rabbani. They have a lawyer, so to say. A lawyer, someone who's saying their point. Called a toyen, it's called a toyen. This toyen, many times, is in fact the zablo themselves. Meaning the Teveah has a lawyer, and he's the dayan for the Teveah. The Nitva has a lawyer, and he's the zablo for the Nitva. The question is that halachically permitted or is it prohibited? Very controversial halacha. Some dayanim say it's fine, and some say it's not fine, and we'll see both reasons. Now, in a simple view, you would say it's not fine because there's someone in the bezin that's no gay bedover. He's hired by me. He's taking my side. That lechora is not a good bezin. So Or HaShulchan discusses, and he says the following thing. Or HaShulchan discusses that the halacha is that a dayan is not allowed to hear the case prior to the first session in Beis Din, meaning the dayan can't hear from the Tiveya independently about the case, and the dayan can't hear independently from the Nitva about the case. If he does hear independently from the Tiveya Nitva about the case without the other party present, that dayan is now puzzled to be a dayan. If you hear one side of the story without the other side present, you're puzzled to be a dayan. Says the Orach HaShulchan, there was a minig, and it still is, that the Zabla, the rub that you chose, as you're dying on your side, you would usually tell him the whole story before choosing him. Frekt Orach HaShulchan, well, if you tell him the whole story before choosing him, in regular Dayanam, that's a pasulus, that pasulus the dying. He can't hear the story in front of one of the Bali Dinim without in front of the other Bali Dinim. So how can we use a Zabla Bizmanizeh in which one of the parties heard the story before from one party independently and then becomes a Dayan? The Chori should be possible to be a Dayan. So the Orach HaShulchan says like this, very powerful with Orach HaShulchan. He says like this, even though it's Osir to Latsia Tainoisov Lifnei Boyer Shel Beloi Bezin Bal Dover Shel Chaveiro, you can't hear the Tainis of the Tevei and not in front of the Nitva. Mikom Okum Kavar Nagu, the Minig is in Kalai Yisrael, Shukol Echon Matsia Tainoisov Lifnei Aboyer Shaloi, that they do say their Tainis to their Boyer before the first trial. That's the Minig. Says Orach HaShulchan, how could it be? I halachically prohibited Pashtis. Says Orach HaShulchan like this, Kevon Sheshnei Etzadim Oisim Kain, since both sad, the Tevei and the Nitva both do thusly. They both break the rules and tell their borer about the case before they first diyun. So it says Orach HaShulchan, and it's accepted. It's a minig kain also. That's the minig in Klai. So the do thusly says Orach HaShulchan, it's ki'ilu kiblu aleihem shnei atzadim al oifin zeh. It's like they accepted upon them to don in this manner. Meaning, we have a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that even if there's a psul in the dayan, if the Bali Dvarim, the Tovei and Nitva, accept upon themselves this psul, and they say, the psul doesn't bother me. We know he's bad, doesn't bother me, the psul. We know he's a relative, doesn't bother me he's a relative. Even the relative is only possible. The Bali Dinim, the Tovei and Nitva, could accept upon themselves the psul and accept him nonetheless. Says Orach HaShulchan, since it's accepted practice that you tell your borer about the case before, and even though it's halakhically prohibited, it says, ilu, ki ilu, says Orach HaShulchan, powerful words, that there were kiblu kinyan al zeh. There was a Kabbalist kinyan, and there was a relinquishing of your rights to complain about such a thing, because that's the minig. So it's like we all mekabel upon ourselves that we could use a dayan, even though he has this possible. Unbelievable, Orach HaShulchan. Even though seemingly if some people don't know about this, they're not aware that this is usur and that we're relinquishing our right to do such a thing. But since everyone does it, it's like they relinquish their right to complain about such a thing, because we all do it, and there was Kabbalah's kinyan on that. Unbelievable, Orach HaShulchan, very, very mechudish, because he's intellectually unaware of such a thing. But since Orach HaShulchan, since everyone does it, so it's like you're already aware of such a thing. Unbelievable, Orach HaShulchan. However, the Orach HaShulchan finishes off, and he says, you should know, even though I do matir that a Zabla could hear one of the tzad not in front of the other tzad, that I matir, because it's like the Makabo. How does the Orach HaShulchan, he says at the end, he says, but you should be careful, says the Orach HaShulchan, like this. Ah, habore tzarech lezayir, says the Orach HaShulchan, the borer has to be careful. Shabal dinoi shabiroi, that the party that shows him as being a dayan, v'yeftiach lo yischar tichosoi, and that promised him a certain wage. You know, nowadays, since the toyin is a Zabla, he gets paid good money. So he is promised a certain wage, right? To be a dayan is a certain wage. It's promised a dayan, especially in the Zabla scenario. Says Orach HaShulchan, you should be very careful that he, yitneloi, that the Tovei Nitva should give his chosen person, beinim yizki bedin, bein shaloi yizki bedin. He should tell his party, I'm choosing to be a rov, I'm choosing to be a dayan, however, I pay you this no matter what happens. I win, I lose, I'm paying you the same thing. Says Orach HaShulchan. The imloi came, says Orach HaShulchan, If he does not pay him, nonetheless, what happens, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Im lo yken, also leishe b'din, dahave negeya b'dover. He would be negeya b'dover. If you pay your zabalit, if I win, I pay 1,000. If I lose, I pay 500. That would make him negeya b'dover. For libo yitenu, and his heart will weigh him. Af b'sheker, even in lying. Kadesh yikach me'atzad shaloi ma'ashihitach shivtichoi. In order that he should take from his person who chose him the winning price. Says the Aruch HaShulchan that I prohibit. I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan is makel that you're allowed to transgress the psul of hearing one of the tainas not in front of the other person, but he does not be makel if you promise your zablo more money if he wins. Now, nowadays, I have to tell everyone, nowadays, the kul the Aruch HaShulchan is accepted in Klal Yisrael. I've seen in many places where people protest against the Aruch HaShulchan. They say, listen, if you have a Zabla, you can't tell him anything about the case before. And that would cancel out a lawyer from being a Zabla, because usually you tell him the case. So many people hold that now it's the Aruch HaShulchan, your Toyin can't be a Zabla. But many hold that, no, your Toyin could be a Zabla. He heard the case before. No, we're making like the Aruch HaShulchan. However, even those that are make like the Aruch HaShulchan and allow your Toyin to be your Zabla, even though you heard the case before, you have to always be careful and make sure that you don't promise him more money if he wins. Because if you promise him more money if he wins, on that, the Aruch HaShulchan is not makel. That's sheker. Sheker, a Kabbalah's kinyan won't help for. If it's going to be a dine that's going to do sheker outright and get paid more money if he wins, and who'll do sheker more, that outrightly, that can't work Kabbalah's kinyan. And that, the Aruch HaShulchan is not makel, and we should certainly be wary in our zablas that we don't do thusly.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.